It's October 18th. It's Bob.
It's Max.
And in the back, we have
Nick. Not Aaron. We're
wow. I'm tired this week.
Yeah.
Nothing to talk about either.
No, I didn't really have much either. Besides, I went and downloaded Xmage.
Okay.
So do some testing and all that stuff.
It's decent. It's just the people aren't the greatest.
I mean, I hate it because you spend about a minimum 15 minutes per game just in the clicking that you have to do. I'm pushing back and running you over. I've been thrown down, run around, beaten till I hit the ground. Telling you right now that it's over. There's no room for mistakes. All the torture and pace. Say what you will, but stay to my face. Yeah, I but no, it's the X-Mage. And then, like, the other annoying thing with X-Mage is that the to pass priority is the same button to resolve your own priority. So you don't, and it doesn't tell you what's on priority or what's on.
So you have to remember the stack yourself?
You have to remember half the stack yourself.
Joy?
Well, like, because you'll cast a spell, and then, of course, it automatically holds your priority.
I'm sure there's got to be a setting if you can change that.
Yeah. But, so you get priority right then and there, and then to change your phase is a different one. I'm just glad it's nice when it, if you go to change a phase and you still have mana open, it doesn't just change the phase.
It warns you,
hey, you're going to lose mana if you do it.
Oh, it's like MTGO then.
But, no, I haven't lost a single game with Tez yet.
Well, I mean, so I say you're not playing against the best players.
No. I mean, it's also a niche deck, so not many people know how to fight against it.
But the thing is, there's so much prison in the meta currently with Eldrazi running rampant, and now the one deck that was posted about called the Hateful Eight. It runs four of both Thalias. It's literally like an Eldrazi in Texas. Oh my god, it looks so fun.
So,
yeah, I have no clue what I'm going to play tomorrow.
I don't know if I'm going to be awake enough to play tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. You're pretty much doing it all nighter.
I'm doing 24 hours and then going to bed for 2 hours. Getting back up. But I figure it's better doing that rather than, is it too warm or cold?
I'm just trying to defog my side.
Oh.
Just needs air moving.
But, yeah, it's gonna somewhat suck. But I just kind of figured it's better than dropping him off, driving home, back to Lake Geneva, and then back to Whitewater again, having to be back at 6 o'clock and dropping him off at 1, or 12 at 1.
Well, my question is why not just go up and sleep in the parking lot?
Because I may not wake back up.
Set your alarm on your phone?
I mean, I might as well just, since I'm up, I might as well just be up.
I mean, unless we head out of there by, like, 10 or so.
Well, I mean, to get him back is, like, not hard to do.
Are you still at the house, or you move back in?
Tomorrow I move back in.
Okay.
To my apartment in William Bay.
Okay. Yeah. Took everything I had, actually, to stick around at LG last week.
Really?
Well, I got there right as the commander event was getting over.
Uh-huh.
So, everybody left but Steve.
Oh, God.
Not blonde Steve, short Steve.
Yeah.
So, it's like, well, I put together Ruhan, so I guess I'm going to play him some games. And I never lost. Or I lost one time because I didn't see white.
Oh, and I bet he was standing there going, oh, my deck's so good, it's a...
Oh, no, I beat him like 4 games before that.
Oh.
Because if I had seen white, because I was on the play, if I had seen white, I would have been able to name turn to Meddling Mage, naming his commander, and he wouldn't have been able to do anything.
Oh, okay.
He built an Ashling with 99 mountains.
Huh?
Ashling is a 1/1 for a red and a colorless, that for a red and a colorless, you can put a +1/+1 counter on it.
Okay.
If it's the third time in a turn that you put a +1/+1 counter on it, sacrifice it, and it deals X damage to each creature and player.
Okay.
Equal to the +1/+1 counters. So okay. He's always has enough mana to cast it, but he doesn't have any way to remove something like Nevermore or Meddling Mage. And I was hoping to slam a turn 2 Meddling Mage name his commander so he could win.
No, I went and looked at land and just randomly named off one. I was like, Duretti stacks. So I printed off Duretti stacks.
Oh.
It's probably not quick enough or anything, I don't know. Then I got my brother's deck that is a heads-up built deck.
Oh, the...
It's a Teneb. It's actually, yeah. That's what Nick is playing with right now.
Yep.
No, today at work, earlier this week, had an Eleno come in. I've never seen it in the year, almost 2 years that I've been at the company that I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having the standard 3-inch tailpipe that goes down to 2 1/4.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3-inch tailpipe with a 90-degree bend in it, like a horseshoe, kind of, but half a horseshoe. And when I was looking at it, I'm like, okay, I could see everything. The only thing is I can't figure out how to align the tailpipe so it sits at the proper angle. So I'm looking, and it's like, oh, find this. It's use fixture XXX to allocate tailpipe. Okay. Well, they have no number systems on their fixtures.
Oh, okay.
That's they have no marks on them. It's just it's Grant's known them by heart because he built them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, Grant didn't show up until today.
Uh-huh.
So the first thing I did was I said, Grant, how do we do this? So he showed me, and I didn't pay attention because I was trying to keep everything organized, and I messed up aligning the shell to keep the tailpipe in the proper angle.
Mm-hmm.
So I got everything done, ready to tack the tailpipe on, and I'm about 16 degrees off.
That's
all I can say. So cut the dog bones apart, save the shell. Realize my error, get everything lined up properly, get it together. I finished at 3:15. I got one part done the whole day today.
Mm.
I feel like I did absolutely nothing at work. Just completely unproductive.
No, today we ended up having a big order, so then I got my buddy sitting right next to me working on the same boards that I'm working on.
James?
No, not James.
Oh.
But, I was like sitting there working with my buddies, cracking jokes and everything. Like, every single person in test was all in the same area, so yeah, of course, jokes are flying out the wazoo.
Well, we
were so bored, we actually started the wave. Sitting there working, someone like,
that's awesome. Well,
Tuesday, I realized that our last two bender isn't going to be there next week. So Scott is going haywire trying to we have had these DeShannon stacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's what comes off the motor and goes into a collector, which goes to the tailpipe. But these nine stacks for this type of plane, we haven't been able to get the last two of the stacks completed because the program in our tube bender isn't right. We don't know how the previous guy was doing it because he's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kevin, our tube bender's like, yeah, I'm not going to be here next week, so you guys need to get the tubing here today or this before Friday so I can get these parts bent if I can get the programming to work. Kevin was on the phone long distance to Ohio for 8.5 hours on Tuesday, Wednesday getting the program rewritten to be able to use the tubing.
Huh.
I was like, holy shit, for that cell phone bill.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, if you have the right carrier, you don't have to.
I mean, if you do have unlimited nationwide, that's fine, but holy crap. Like, at one point, Larry went into his office, got his battery pack, connected it to his phone, and kept switching battery packs.
This is our turn, right?
Yeah. Kept switching battery packs with Kevin so Kevin could stay on the phone with the guy.
That's like, funny.
Oh my god. 8.5 hours for Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I was just plugging the phone into the wall.
Nope. There's no outlets out in the center of the floor. Didn't Larry give you a tour when you came through?
No.
Oh, yeah.
He just showed me to your bench, and that was it.
Well, it's, like, way off on the right side of the place. It's out in the middle, away from the walls where any of the 120 outlets are.
It was...
Then I started doing new rudder pedals. Worse than the last group that I've done.
So, I don't know. Back to magic.
Yeah.
No, I guess versus a deck, they went, what's the add green when you to land the enchantress card that's like wild growth or what it is? I think is what it's called.
Wild growth? You mean add white for each?
No, seven? Add green for when you tap a land for mana, add green to it too. It's something called like wild growth or abundant growth.
Something like that.
Playing as that deck, which then went and turned out that they were playing the rack or whatever.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was actually called 8-Rack or something?
No, 8-Rack is like a mono black deck.
Oh, okay. Place. Well, this one was a green one.
Somebody was playing with the deck.
It was some Stacks build that made everything intertapped and all the other shit. That had the land that... Well, the enchantment that made a land produce more, so then you get more ramp or whatever. Had no trouble beating that deck.
No.
It was really easy, because especially when he uses so many one drops, so a chalice would just...
That's the whole point. The chalice is really good in the format.
What was funnier is I even misdirected one of his enchantments to my land.
So he got mana every time you tapped the land?
No, I got mana every time I tapped the land.
No, he should get it, because he controls...
No, it said the enchantment says whenever the enchanted land is tapped for mana, its controller gets an additional green.
Somebody was playing with a homebrew deck that wasn't that good.
So yeah, I was able to go Dimir Charm and Chalice on one on turn two. So that's kind of funny. Playing against Miracles, that's in kind of an easy fight with Tez.
I mean, if they don't get the early Chalice with good filtering.
In the early top.
Yeah, exactly where that was top. Tired.
No worries. That's the other thing is I hate with X-Mage and playing Tez.
Yeah.
Is the Thopter Sword combo.
Takes forever.
Takes forever. I can't just go, I make five dudes. I repeat this five times. No, I have to click and announce each trigger each time. Then the interface with X-Mage to show what your life total is not very easily found.
No, it's like, not intuitive.
And it's not intuitive, so you really don't pay attention to your life total as easy. You have to like look for it if you were trying to know what your life total is. So I'm already like most of the time I'm at like 10 life by the time I actually start winning.
So it's different than on paper.
That's a fair point. It's funny, I think I was playing against Delver and I came back from 3 life.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, sorry, that was Gobos. I saw him go Wooded Foothills, tap for a red. I'm like, please tell me I'm burned because I was going to do a turn 1 chalice on him. He's like, nope, I'm on something more sophisticated and goes turn 2 lackey. I'm like, shit.
Turn 2 lackey? It's supposed to be turn 1 lackey.
Because he just drew it finally. Oh, sorry, never mind. Gobble Pile Driver. The 2-mana one.
Ooh.
And I could not see a wasteland for the life of me to stop his cat missiles.
Nope. So you have to hide behind bridge.
No, it ended up being that game because I put Better Skull onto a Strix. And I was going to let him swing into the Strix. Like, if he didn't swing in, or he swung in, it didn't really matter. Because a 5-5 flying lifelink... Vigilance, Death Touch.
Yeah,
it's kind of strong.
The only issue is if he has 5 goblins, he can just cycle a gem palm and kill it.
Well, yeah, but
or he can just use...
Or in there, I can chomp it and he can bolt it. Like,
or he can use the Prospector or whichever goblin it is when it enters the battlefield and green was spent to cast this, destroy an artifact.
Yeah. No, he went with that route before the game glitched and kept on skipping my turn. Because he did a matron and the matron didn't trigger. So we had to back to his turn.
There are a lot of bugs still with the program.
Yeah. I mean, at least it works. It's better than Cockatrice, where if you get into being against a non-English-speaking opponent or a shared language opponent...
They just do what they want.
They just kind of do what you want, and you go, stop. No, stop.
And then they kick
back up.
The rooms.
Yeah.
Taste for dinner?
Food.
Nick?
What?
Food?
Yeah.
Taste?
Yes.
Of what?
It's not. I really don't think I have enough money to get food.
I mean, I have money to pay for your food.
So what do you want? Cheap food then?
No, I have quarters.
You have $10. Congrats.
Quarters.
Yep.
$10, that'll still get you,
But no. I'm just...
I'm actually somewhat thinking about having a, Pizzerito again.
Pizzerito?
Yeah, where I get a quesadilla. Or, no, it's called... It's a... Pizzadilla.
Oh, from Napoli's?
No, from Pizza Taco Bell.
Oh.
Put a quesadilla on top of one of the pizzas. Yeah. It was good!
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
Then,
I was wondering who else knew about that song. I really was.
Then EMA box prices have tanked.
Well, supposedly that's a rumor.
No, they have tanked. If you've actually looked
at... No, the fact that the EMA is going to get reprint.
Oh, no. Wizards has confirmed it.
Okay.
Wizards has openly said we're doing another release.
Okay.
Because, as one guy said, it's all because of box hoarders, from distributors being box hoarders.
Yeah.
Wizards is testing the water just to say screw you to people who hoard sealed product, like what happened with Modern Masters 1.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, one of those boxes now is between $400 and $600. Because there's so much value in it.
Do I go after there? No, I'm not there. How did I go?
There you go. Yeah, I did hear you, like, all the way out of the neighborhood last night with your brakes.
Yeah.
I did not realize they were that bad.
Yeah. What? No, on Wednesday, I wouldn't hit the brake, and my foot just went right to the floor, because the last piece of metal slipped out.
Ooh.
So it pushed it all the rest of the way.
Yeah.
So, I had to do my brakes yesterday. My brake yesterday.
You still have the other side to do?
Yeah. Because I kind of ran out of time.
Do it Sunday.
That's what I plan on doing.
Why don't you do it tonight? Oh, wait.
Called FNM for a reason. Because it's only on Fridays.
To say this is the one night that I look forward to going out. If I don't get to go out Saturday night, not that big of a deal. I don't even know. I mean, it depends on if you're going to go down to the Legacy. I might not make it. Because I got Skylar's birthday tomorrow night.
Well, like, it's a flip side of the coin. Like, if we know there's going to be enough people, then
we'll
go going for sure. Is for sure.
But Tony won't be there.
Yeah.
Because he's out in San Diego. Marshall's graduating from the Marines,
mm-hmm.
which they posted pictures on Facebook today.
I haven't really looked. Marshall looks super different.
I guess Marshall dropped, like, another 20 pounds.
Oh, yeah. He was winning in the Marines.
I saw a picture next to him and... him and Caroline, oh my gosh, she looks just tiny. Itty bitty. Next up, Marshall. Tell Nick about the gauntlet?
Yeah, I told him about the gauntlet. He's like, how did you get so many decks? I'm just like, a printer?
Hopefully with Infect.
What?
I'll play Nick with Infect.
That would be a somewhat weird matchup, too.
No.
You would win.
No, it's going to be somewhat weird because I think it'll be weird because I think Nick can probably hold you off for a couple turns.
For a couple turns, but
not win.
I mean, have the chance.
Yeah, there's always the chance.
The skill level you need to beat Infect for the first time you're playing against it, you may not have it. But can you possibly get there? Yes. The deck is somewhat built low enough.
Nah, I don't think so. Because you can't abrupt decay in cloths.
This is true, but the deck does play Wastelands.
Yes, so Loam plays Abrupt Decay, Wasteland, and Punishing Fire, and still has like a 50-50 matchup against Infect.
Uh-huh, I know. Oh, I know.
How big does Thing in the Ice flip?
7-8. Eat 7. Okay. Something like that.
Okay. 7-8 on the ground, but flips up everything.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't hurt all creatures. All
non-horror creatures.
Okay, because that still means, like, my knights just come right back down. It's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You had to replay them, but yeah.
I don't know if Max told you about a mirror match that I had, Nick.
Probably
nope.
Not.
I was playing a low mirror match, and in one turn I had two 7/7 knights to his 2/7 or 2/8/8 knights of the reliquaries.
Nick doesn't know what Loam is.
Okay. Loam is a 4-color greedy mana base deck.
Greedy, so like
very
steals,
greedy.
Steals.
Meaning barely any basics.
Oh,
barely. One basic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like none at all.
One basic forest.
Yeah.
Wow.
Knight of the Reliquary, do you know what that is?
Knight of the Reliquary Tower?
No, Knight of the Reliquary.
No.
Knight of the Reliquary is one colorless, a green, a white, for a 2/2 that gets +1/+1 for each land in your graveyard.
Oh.
You can...
From...
This deck generally usually has a minimum 5 lands in its grave when you play White Knight.
Wow.
It also has the ability that you can tap it and sacrifice a forest or a plains to search your library for another land card and put it into play.
Any land card, such as Wasteland, Maze of Ith,
all the spicy stuff.
Wow.
In one turn, I had 2/7/7 knights to my opponent's 6/6 knights to him having 10/10s the next turn against my 1/2/2 knight.
So I'm guessing you lost.
Oh yeah, I got smashed that one. I beat at Milwaukee on Star City Milwaukee. I played on Saturday. I did a challenge and I ended up going 2-2. But the last round I played a mirror match. Sunday I played the exact same gentleman round one. I got him in 3 on Saturday. He got me in 3 on Sunday. It was quite entertaining.
So we're doing pizza at Taco Bell again?
That's fine.
I don't like pizza.
That's why there's a Taco Bell connected to it.
Okay.
Do you like Taco Bell?
Not really.
Oh, well then do you want to go to Culver's?
Yes.
Okay. Compromise, people.
Bob, if you look back here, you're going to have to, you can see how I'm having to sit if I'm trying to sit straight up.
Oh, yeah.
My head's like
it's a coupe. We didn't say you're going to fit well. We just said you're going to fit.
My neck's getting a crick.
I mean, if you want to readjust yourself so then your feet are behind me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You should put your feet behind Max and then sit side saddle-ish.
Better?
Kinda.
Or worse?
A little bit of both.
Oh, okay. Well, here we go. On our way back, we'll chop off your legs and we'll stop at the hospital on the way. So,
we'll tie it to the bumper and use you as a bug deflector.
I could really use one of those. If you've seen my front bumper, it's kind of scratched up from all the bugs.
Or you could tie me to the roof like a deer.
Even better, I'm going to stand up through the sunroof.
Totally.
Find the lowest bridge we can. Knock some sense into them. Does it work that way? Let's find out. Mythbusters, ho!
So we're only going to be able to try this once. So, Nick, after we hit you, we're going to...
I can get my brother's Amazon password.
Why?
The Grand Tour comes out.
Tonight. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, I want to see that so bad.
So do I. It's the Three Stooges again. The group of... The
original three hosts from the BBC's Top Gear. 2 years ago...
Do you know what Top Gear is?
No.
It's a car show.
It's a car show, yeah.
They review high-end cars. They make fun of every car manufacturer. But they do it classy. To give you a clue, one of the challenges that they did is... After Hurricane Katrina, like 2 years, they flew to Tampa Bay, Florida, and had to buy cars for like $2,000 that could drive to New Orleans. On the way there, before they got to the Alabama state line, they were given a sub-challenge. They each get an opponent side of an opponent's car to decorate.
Oh, God.
If they get them shot at or pulled over, they get points. There was a Cadillac, a Dodge pickup truck, and a Chevy Camaro.
Let me guess, somebody painted the Nazi sign on the Cadillac.
Not just that.
Not just that. At one point, it was Hillary for president and NASCAR sucks. Country Western rubbish. Cowboys butts drive me nuts. They did stuff like that, and at one scene, they pull into a gas station and go to get gas, and the pumps are shut off from inside.
That's awesome.
The owner comes out, starts yelling at them. They get it on camera. She's like, "Y'all looking to get beat up in some hick town? What are y'all, gay or something?" And Jeremy's like, "Sorry, ma'am, but I'm happily married with three kids. I'm calling the boys to come down here and deal with you." And so they run to get their cars. Well, the Cadillac wouldn't start. So Jeremy takes off. Richard, the shorter guy, pulls over, jumps the Cadillac, and as they're all pulling away, these pickup trucks full of rednecks pull up.
Oh, God.
And you see the cameras get put down, and you start hearing the vans getting pelted by rocks.
Oh, my God.
They shut the cameras off, and all you see is cell phone footage of people spraying soda on the sides of the cars, wiping the words off.
Awesome.
Yeah. They do like that all the time.
In that same episode, one of them hit a cow?
No, he didn't hit a cow.
Oh.
He pulled up with dinner for everybody.
With a cow on his roof?
Yeah. On the top of the Camaro, the T-top Camaro, he just hanging there. And like a day later, Jeremy's like, "I still smell the rotting cow."
Was it actually dead though?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was dead.
Awesome.
A couple of years ago, they went down to South America, like Belize and all that, and they had high-end cars. Like Richard Hammond got a '71 Mach 1 Mustang.
Oh my God.
James May had a Lotus Elise 3.8 twin turbo, not Elise, but something like that. And Jeremy got a Porsche 928. Well, I forgot what the whole hubbub was, but they ended up having to ditch the cars because the country revolted them. Supposedly, Jeremy had changed the license plate to make fun of the Falkland conflict.
Okay. No, it wasn't his fault.
It was the fact
that it just the production accidentally made it that way.
Yeah, but they said that people were accusing Jeremy of purposely changing his license plate to make fun of the Falkland Island conflict.
Ooh, that's
awful. So, like, at one point, they're in a hotel, and you see this crowd gathering. So they sneak out at night. They're out in the middle of nowhere, and you see this huge mass of protesters. And all you hear is just tons of rocks hitting everything. The production vans, trucks, everything. And they just keep driving through the night. Well, the next morning you see pictures. And there's not a car that has a solid window. All of them are spider-webbed. From getting broken.
Porsches, Lotus, all
yeah, that. Yeah, all of them gone. Just completely destroyed.
That's gotta be awfully scary and kind of...
I mean, they kind of bring it on themselves.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't know... You don't actually know how much of it's staged, but I don't think that was staged.
I don't think that was. I don't think the rednecks were staged. I mean, some of it, yeah, is definitely staged, but not that much.
It's so weird there should be a night right now.
Yeah, I know.
It fucking sucks. You think you're... I'm feeling tired the most when I see the sun come out.
Yeah, it's 10 to 5 and it's almost black, pitch black, like midnight.
Yeah. Late hey, night. People that are listening right now saying that we complained about this last week. Yeah, we're going to complain about it every week now.
Welcome to winter.
Welcome to Wisconsin.
Oh, all right, see y'all for a bit.
But then Max and I go into the car. Emote messages again.
Ping, ping, and ping.
We move the car and go park it somewhere different. So Aaron comes out. He's looking around for us. Well, he didn't start getting the messages until he got back in the car.
Oh.
So he's like, you guys are jerks. And unfortunately, like, we got maybe 30 seconds down the road when Max got a phone call and the phone hung up.
Huh?
Which or the record stopped recording.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was funny because even throughout while I was on the call, his phone was still going off.
Going ding, ding, with all the text messages from Max.
So unfortunately, the freaking audio recording ended. So you didn't hear how long it went. Yeah, it's recording.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
Just stuffed our faces at Culver's.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go to sleep.
You make that joke now.
What magic do we have to talk about?
I don't know.
I think you were talking... Did you say something about Tezzeret?
I mean, we were talking about Tez, but...
I mean...
There's not much to talk
you
about.
You should have pretty much the gist of the deck there, Max.
Yeah, it's like... I mean, the biggest thing to different than what other people do is I play Transmutes, which could be a somewhat of a downfall, but at the same time, it's engine. So some people play draw spells, and
I mean,
I play Transmute.
The reason I like the Transmute build is that it's more of a toolbox-ish.
Yeah, I can go get the one I need, which is a lot better than having to draw into the things you need. Which is what most people do. They just run the draw three and then... discard two unless there's an artifact. Discard an artifact.
Of research, I think it is.
Yeah.
Which I suggested that, but you never got back to me.
I mean, I was going to put it in, but then I'm like looking at everything. I'm like, oh, well, I have transients. I don't need draw power.
I mean, the only thing I don't like about yours is relying on Mox Diamond. Mm-hmm. I would rather have talismans or signets.
That's the thing, is like it provides the same amount of speed as a talisman, but is actually faster than a talisman.
Then it's not the same speed.
It's
more.
Yeah, it provides more speed than a talisman. With running crucibles, like
a crucible.
Yeah, a crucible. I don't get too killed by it. That's the other thing, is I had crucible waste baggage too. So maybe just removing that might be a big difference, but then again, it hedges my bets against a couple of decks.
I mean, the only problem is right now you're just already so greedy on land. I don't like having to pitch the land Mox.
I mean, the only time that does become bad is with the Null Rod in games 2 and 3.
No, Null Rods and against Revokers?
Yeah. Null Rods and Revokers.
I think it makes you more explosive, but less consistent.
Yeah. Which, in the end, it kind of does. But... when I was running Talismans, I was just way too slow. And the deck was just way too far behind and didn't want to run correctly with Talismans. Probably just a tow truck.
Okay, yeah. Semi.
It's a semi tow truck.
So, I mean, like, I like the Moxes because then I can turn one really big things.
Turn one chalice.
Yeah.
Is the whole point of the deck.
Yeah, more efficiently, yeah. Without having to run $180 soul lands.
No, instead you're running four of $60 the cards.
Yeah.
But you still have to afford the $300-$400 dual lands.
Yeah.
And well, actually, the $100 Force of Wills.
Yeah. I know. I mean, like, it's not a cheap deck. So I kind of, like, look at the fact of, like, maybe I might not build it because it's so hard. It's so hard to beat such a easy meta. Or, obvious meta.
If you want a good prison deck, I think the best is Eldrazi. It's the prison aggro deck. You don't have to get Force of Wills. Like, the only real expensive card is City of Traders.
Yeah.
I mean, you need two Eye of Ugin's.
But also, so far as it is, then Tez. So I don't actually really want to build Eldrazi. I don't like its build. I don't think I can play it correctly. I mean, it's quick and it's a very easy deck to pick up, but I just don't like its playstyle.
That's fine.
And really, I don't consider Tez too much prison.
That's the problem. You don't consider Painter prison, but it is.
Yeah. Well, Painter has more prison elements than Tez. Tez has only got Chalice and Staring Bridge.
And Trinosphere.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
They have the same.
That's a fair point. Well, I mean, Painter pulls out Chalice for Bloods.
Yeah. But in essence, they have the same-ish.
The nicer side between Tez and Painter is that Tez has ways to get to its all its cards easier. And has multiple ways to win rather than just the one way. With Painter Grind.
Well, you would have a second way if you actually played the 3-3 Moon Magus.
Well, okay, well then I don't have a way to win throughout other ways then. As in, like, well, when I first a monocolored deck, it's not gonna.
No, it gives you another body to go beat.
Yeah, but most monocolored decks play things bigger than a 2/2.
But most monocolored decks also run a lot of non basics. Elves, merfolk, Death and Taxes has Wastelands, Ports, and Caracases. I don't even know if I say that. Multiple of Caracas, right? Is it Caracas?
Caracasai? It might be Caracasai.
I don't think it's Caracasai, it's Caraca.
If anyone knows the actual answer to this, please send an email or letter to.
Please tweet us at OffToFNM.
It's. Crocuses or Crocusai?
Crocky. If you can't tell, we're kind of looking for something to talk about.
Yeah. Like we have for this whole fucking podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is not much Magic news this week. I mean, World Magic Cup starts today.
Yeah, which is not something we usually cover. Other people cover it. We're not.
I mean, we can't really say we haven't covered it because this is the first time World Magic Cup has happened since we started the podcast.
This is true, but as in, we really don't cover tournaments that much.
Yeah.
Unless we're in them. If we're in them, then we'll cover them. But, yeah.
But I read a little bit about some of the teams. Still don't understand why Jeremy Dasani is allowed to play when he's a known cheater, but that's just me.
Yeah, it's all personal opinion at that point. I mean, obviously, yes, he has cheated in the past, but...
Well, it's not that he has blatantly cheated. It's he's known to go to vendors and be like, what's everyone buying? And then pays the vendor to get that information so he can metagame before even playing a game.
I think that's somewhat smart. I mean, yes, it's very bad for the way the style, the way the game is supposed to be played, but I think that's kind of smart to be able to hedge your own meta.
I don't think that's part of an honest Magic tournament doing that.
Oh, no, because it's only one or two people that are going to be able to get that info. That's not fair. But
he's been caught doing it multiple times at Grand Prix and World Cups, and he should not be allowed to play if he continues that. At least I think it was just me. I'll have to look it up.
Oh, an other highlight. While yesterday my brake was going bad, it shook this light on.
Shook a light on?
Yeah, shook the light on my headlight.
Oh. Probably just got a loose.
It's wire. Yeah, it's the wire.
No, it's probably just the light bulb that isn't turned all the way.
No, it isn't that. It's the actual wires themselves. It's the ground itself that is. You just push my check control off, didn't you?
I don't know.
You what?
There's a light that comes up, Bob. I know when you push the button. It's off.
What are you doing?
I'm just turning this traction control on and off.
Low washer fluid.
Wow. I push a button. It says traction control is off. Low washer fluid. I'm breaking Max's car with just the push of a button.
No, there's actually, it's low washer fluid because I don't have any in it, actually. I think I might have a little bit. Oh, I have a little bit.
Nah, probably just use what's left of it.
That's probably the last of it, yeah. This isn't popping up with, like, low tire pressure. You little shit. Well, the funny part, too, is, like, when they put the tires on, they rotated them. Yeah. But the sensors are all backwards. It doesn't know which one tires which.
The sensors are...
It has individual sensors for my tires.
Yeah, but it should automatically sync to the axle it's on.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. These are opposite.
Oh, because they just pop the tire off. They don't actually pull the sensor from inside. That's right.
Yep.
God, I hate those sensors. Last week on Saturday, Fiona was good enough through the end of the week to earn her trip to McDonald's Playland back.
Okay.
Well, we had to get the oil change on the car, so we went to where we get the car wash usually. It took an hour and a half to get the oil changed.
What?
Yeah. I dropped Alicia and the kids off. We got there at about 11:30, and our appointment was for 12:30. Well, Fiona fell asleep. You can't go this way, Max. We got there at about 11:30. Lily was still asleep, so I stayed with her in the car until 20 after 12, or quarter after 12. And I was like, well, why don't you just stay here with the girls and they can keep playing? So, and it wasn't until quarter after 1 that I made it back to the McDonald's.
I bet your girls didn't mind.
Yeah, Fiona and Lily were in heaven. They ended up falling asleep on the ride home, but Alicia was like, what the hell are you doing? Like, I was sitting waiting.
And waiting. And waiting.
Are they there yet? But the problem is I couldn't even use their Wi-Fi because, like, Reddit was blocked.
Huh?
Yeah. Like, what?
I mean, it makes sense in the fact that they blocked the IP so then their own workers won't go on it.
Yeah, but set up a guest network.
I know.
Oh. Probably the sound of your car is going to be making pretty soon.
What?
That's why she didn't date you, right?
Huh?
Nick got it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm lost on this one.
I'll explain it later.
I just realized, I thought it was like 7 o'clock or
yeah,
something.
No.
I know, yeah, it's only, again, yeah, we made that complaint about half an hour ago.
5:35.
Yeah.
We got in to have food at...
5, 10 till?
Yeah, 10 to 5. It literally looks like it's midnight already.
Yeah. I was a little bit scared because I thought our food should not have taken that long. But I'm like, and then I looked at Max's clock and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
That's what I hate about this time of year. And it keeps getting colder until end, or shorter until end of January. And then it finally starts to come back, I think it is.
Daylight savings at like the middle of February to end of January. No, it's actually, isn't it at like the end of February?
I don't know offhand. It might
I could check on my phone.
Use
the calendar.
Does your calendar show you what the...
What it's all about?
Okay.
Do you have Amazon Prime Max or no?
No.
Okay. I can also watch Yoga Hosers then.
Huh.
Oh, it's the March 12th.
Okay. Oh, 3 months of this garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Blech.
I'll probably get used to it at some point.
I won't ever get used to it. Like, right now, I still think that it's, like, 6:36.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, can you unplug my charger?
Which just, one is it? That's I mean, we're almost to the shop.
I know, that's what I was saying. Unplug it so I can...
Got it.
Thank you. Hey. This thing is super long.
Nope. Anyways, contact info will be at the bottom of the show notes. Hopefully I'll actually get it out on time if I remember this week.
Yeah.
I was just very tired. Don't ever text me that early again.
Sorry. Like,
Alicia
I texted you.
Will kill you if you do that.
Like, I texted you early because I don't. Because I was going to forget if I didn't.
Early? 4:40 in the morning is not early.
That's early for me. Guess when I get up in the morning?
No. Never again.
Alright. See y'all. We'll be back in just a little bit.
You can't convince me to change. Being on the same page. Oh, I had no feel. Now there's nothing but rage. Best get out of my way. Cause there's nothing to say. Is that all you got? Because I ain't got all day.
What else is here, bud?
You have your Saab with heated leather seats?
Because it sold to a deer! There's a very persistent deer out there that really wanted to buy the fucker.
Oh, rain's here.
Who?
Rain's here. We're getting sprinkles.
Oh, cool.
So it's probably going to be snow by the time we get home.
Yay. Oh, God.
Fuck.
It's not going to stick.
I mean, it still might freeze a little bit on the ground.
In a couple spots, but not on the fucking roads.
I should fire this up.
Yeah, it does. It does make it easier.
Sure.
I can...
You're clear. You're not over there! Bonk!
Got the deer again!
Slow down to, like, 20. I don't know if I'll be able to reach it from here. If I can load this up. Slow down! Cocksucker.
Call it a cocksucker.
Oh, shut up. Just fucking get the shit and go.
Right, there we go. Max. Oh, you missed it.
What? Oh, the bonus?
Yeah.
What bonus?
The amount of items I got.
Oh.
I'm just gonna need the fucking podcast going.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's gonna be a lot of dead silence. Anyways.
For like a couple seconds.
Didn't play too much Legacy with the Gauntlet tonight.
Yeah.
Played a couple.
A little bit of Infect versus DMT. That was about the highlight of it.
God, that Infect is ridiculous.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Because, like, you literally have to sit there and starve out Infect to beat Infect. And it's, like, it's just really fucking hard to do that.
Yeah.
To starve a deck that's designed not to starve.
Oh.
But, yeah, I don't even know if I actually will have enough money for the game, for event tomorrow.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm going to come down, depending on how I feel. I know there's the PBTQ, so I really don't want to deal with that.
I may just go ahead and sleep.
Yeah, I know. You're going to try 24 hours.
I'm not going to try 24 hours. I'm going to succeed at 24 hours.
Yeah, you're probably going to go punch into work and fall asleep tomorrow morning. And you still get paid.
That's the funny thing. Is like, I fall asleep at work. Whoopee. Who's there to freaking yell at me? Oh, that's right. No one. Because I'm there at freaking 1 a.m. in the fucking morning.
Well, I never want to do that again.
I'm trying it, seeing how well it works. So I may have to use it other times.
When I had to work second shift,
what's the interest in this thing?
It sucked.
There. I believe.
I believe so.
I believe they're open. If they're not. You little fucker!
What?
This guy right here with his fucking blinker!
Oh, yeah. Hey, at least he actually used it.
Yeah, but...
Come on, we're in Illinois. We should be thankful that he actually used a blinker.
Leo, listen, they're open.
Yeah, they're open. We gotta get gas, so we'll be back in like 5 minutes. But it might only be like...
Actually, usually I just bring the phone outside.
I mean, I'm not standing outside.
Oh, sorry, it's fucking cold.
Yeah, welcome to winter in the Midwest, dumbass.
I'm only putting 10 bucks in. Oh, it's fucking a full fucking quarter more than Lake Geneva.
I mean, do you have enough to make it to there?
No.
Oh, you are past E?
No, I'm on a quarter. I'm on an eighth or whatever.
Then yeah, you easily have enough to make it to Wisconsin.
So I'm only putting in 10 bucks.
God, Max, you clean your damn car up.
I know, right?
What? He had a foil Trigon Predator.
Who?
Max had a foil Trigon Predator. That's like a $30 car. Are you an idiot, Max?
What?
Trigon Predator?
It just fucking fell, and I just didn't care.
Yeah, you know it's like a $20 car.
Really?
If one foil.
Really?
Yeah, it's he's playing vintage. What, the pumps are stopped?
Yeah, the pumps are stopped.
What?
Why? Yeah, not too weird. I don't know why.
There's the BP up at 45 and 173.
Too worried.
This is 30.
We'll go until it gets close.
A foil.
Oh my god. What's the normal?
Normal ones are like 10 cents.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Well, why the fuck did no one tell me?
Yeah. I've told you it's plated in vintage.
Now, for the people that are listening right now.
I just found a foil Trigon Predator from Modern Masters 2015, or from EMA. But it's still a foil Trigon Predator that was worth some decent money.
Was.
It's just crumpled up. Not even sleeve playable. Not even double or triple sleeve playable.
Maybe after two irons?
No. It is dead.
Why do we get to this spot and then have to fucking wait for everyone? That's fairly good.
Yeah, I was gonna say, check both ways before you go.
I was...
Yeah, so then we broke out the heads-up EDH decks.
I brought out my Ruler's Tuneb, which is not competitive in this new meta.
In any meta.
It was fine in the other meta where games would last a little bit longer, but when you just can go...
Turn 4, Ruhan, turn 5, kill you?
Well, and then, like, have every single removal spell possible.
I mean, that's the whole point of the deck, Max.
I know, but that's the thing. Like, that's kind of solved. You just do... A couple good, or like 2 to 3 good creatures, and then your commander, and then the rest of it removal or ramp. Nothing else!
I just wish Back to Basics was legal in Heads Up EDH.
Oh god.
Mm-hmm. I'd go there.
Man, it's just like, even though you have 100 cards, and I never saw the same cards twice.
I saw except all for, of mine twice.
You see, minimum you saw one of each card each game. Yeah. Like...
Well, there was multiple games where it was like, yes, I will keep this hand of land, engineered explosives, swords to plowshares, brainstorm ponder, find my next lands perfectly.
Yeah, there was not a single game in which you did not have engineered explosives. None of our games did you not have...
Well, the best one was when you... I played it on turn 2, your turn 3, you O-ring it.
Yeah.
And then I count later in the game after you get double 8/8 elementals.
Yeah.
I counsel judgment the O-ring to get the engineered explosives back on zero and blow up all your tokens that you can't block with.
Like, I knew the deck was slow, but I didn't think it was that slow.
When you proliferated into that... Populated into the...
Well, the thing was, when you went Council's Judgment, I'm like, well...
Tristani gone.
Tristani was under boots, so I couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, I can still hit it.
Really?
It doesn't target.
Oh.
Why do you think it hits True Name?
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, Shroud, Hexproof, and Protection, it's...
Well, I thought I was going to lose the 8-8, basically, that was populating for a life a turn. But I look to my top left corner of my mat where I left my Oblivion Ring. I'm like, oh, that wasn't what he's going to vote for. That was not what he's going to vote for.
I saw your eyes roll to the back of your head like, oh, shit.
One of the things, like, throughout all those games, like, I knew if I won, it was because I did some bonkers thing that the deck is supposed to do, but not consistent. And again, it was the worst thing ever, having to learn firsthand after about 5 years, 5 to 8 years, of after don't play the crew lands,
the crews,
because they're so easily removed, to finally play a crew land and have it instantly wasteland. Because usually it's fine in multiplayer commander.
No, it's not even good in multiplayer.
No, it's not good at all, but usually it's okay.
No.
It's very minimally okay?
No.
Minimally?
Not at all. It should never be played in a deck. Play a basic over it.
But, none of those games I won except for the first one. Only won the first one. That was it. That's because you didn't have double white source.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That last game, when you were starting to get out of control with the populates and the 8-8s, I was a little worried for a bit.
I was like, I finally got this. Council's Judgment.
And the O-ring hitting the engineered explosives. I thought I was okay. No. That bit me back. That bit me on the end.
Well, I mean, at that point, when you put it on 2... All I really had out was boots, and I was going to be putting down a 2-mana dork.
Oh,
no, I was going to put down Necromancer Stockpile, so I'm like, do I just, like, 2-for-1 myself? Like, just by doing this? Like, because I know he's not going to blow it up if I only have one thing out.
No, I would have blown it next turn to get those boots out of the way. And then it also helped that I got Helm of Obedience and Academy Ruins going.
Yeah, and a deck full... It's a reanimator deck, so it's got Gristlebrand, Sylvan Femorial, Trigastodon.
I ended up getting his Sun Titan after I wildfired.
For those people that don't really realize what ends up happening, is he gets all his lands back.
I got him back quick.
I mean, generally the deck is actually okay with you stealing the creatures, because then you just put them into the graveyard for me, because I just kill them and I get them back. But when I can't kill it, I don't get it back. So sometimes I kind of sit on the field for a little bit.
Yeah. I think I got 3 attacks with it. It felt really good to get 3 land of the 4 that I sacrificed back.
Well, you got 2 attacks with it, because one of the first ones was... When you entered, was a land. Yeah. Yeah.
I should put Sun Titan in that deck if I can find room.
I mean... It's just a win card. That's just a win card, like, by itself.
Yeah.
The one time
that I was at 6 life when you attacked with Teneb, and I read Sphinx's Rev for 2 to stay alive.
And I'm enough, you ended up, chair. Yeah, and then you ended up winning, too.
Well, you were at, what, 6 or 7? And yeah. I just had to keep hitting you with Ruhan, but you kept hitting me with Teneb, getting the blocker.
Yeah.
And I just had to find the one piece of removal to get rid of the 1/1 that you kept reanimating. You have the worst timing with the stoplights.
I was like, I usually just drive fast because I usually am ahead of them.
It's not work that way.
It doesn't always, but sometimes it metaphorically works.
It does not work that way.
Well, trust me, I had to go pick up someone at Lake Geneva Bowling Alley.
Yeah.
Had it every stop sign on my way to, and every stoplight on my way back.
Sucker.
This was back when this was back on Tuesday. I had to be there.
Jeez.
So my break was at its worst. Oh, trust me, it was really bad. Bad when the final metal plate slipped out. So it was every single like second was ching ching ching.
Oof.
Yeah, it was bad.
So you had to get a whole new caliper then?
No. Seems to be working just fine. I don't think I need a new one.
So what part slipped out then?
The metal pad.
Oh, the whole pad came out.
Yeah, the whole pad, because like it was literally just about a paper thin. Oh, so it just finally slipped out. Yeah, when I pulled off the... Thankfully enough, the caliper was actually strong enough that it just grinded away the rotor. It didn't grind away the caliper. So
yeah, you're lucky.
I was somewhat lucky on that one. It only went one day of it being really bad. Well, not even one day, but like, to count the miles was about maybe 50 miles of it being really bad.
There was a time I was working in Antioch, and went to work on Saturday, and on my way home, my clutch went out on my Integra. It was starting to go out, so I called my brother-in-law and come over, let's bleed it, because we had just put a new master and slave in like a week or two before. Master clutch and slave cylinder.
Oh, okay. Master. I thought you said master and slave. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, the clutch cylinders.
Yeah, master
well,
and slave.
We bled it on Sunday. I took it for a ride. I'm like, yeah, it's still not right. He goes, all right, well, I'll come over after work tomorrow, call and see if you can get a ride to work. I was like, oh, I can just take Alicia's truck. She doesn't have to work tomorrow. So I go to sleep. Well, Alicia was working second shift, and she got home at like 11:30 at night. She goes, Bob, you can't take my truck tomorrow. What do you mean? The brake pedal has gone all the way to the floor as I was pulling into the driveway. Oh my god. It's 11 o'clock at night.
Can't have one problem, you gotta have two.
Yeah, so I called my mom. I'm like, Mom, my car's down. The Blazer just blew a brake line. Can you give me a ride tomorrow morning? She goes, yeah, I'll pick you up at 5 o'clock and take you to work by 6. And then she picked me up at 2:30. I went home, tore the slave cylinder out of my Integra because that's what was leaking. Tony came over. We went, found out which brake line it was, which was his rear caliper. It cracked. Like, the casting cracked. It's like, holy crap, I've never seen that happen. So, we called GM and sent pictures with his phone. GM's like, well, where's your closest Advanced or AutoZone? It's like, it's in Burlington. Well, give us the number. We'll call and tell them we have a warranty piece coming in. So we called them, and they're like, yeah, we have the new caliper for the S10 series. It's $180. I'm like, oh, I don't have that. It's like, well, we'll be in to pick it up. Well, by the time we drove from my house to the Advanced in Burlington by the Pizza Hut, GM had already called and negotiated them just to take the one that with the crack and then give us the other one as a warranty. So I was like, wow.
Yeah. That is somewhat luck there.
Well, we get back to the house and putting everything on. Caliper's wrong. They gave us one for the front instead of the rear. So we had to drive back. Sure. Walk in. Talk with one of the younger guys. He's like, oh yeah, I got it right over here. I'm like, well, how come the old guy gave us this one? Oh, he's not all there in the head. He must not have been paying attention. I talked directly with the serviceman of GM. Alright, well, this is now an open box. Have fun. Get back to the house. It's about like 6:30 now, and it's the middle of July. Yeah, it was July. 22 minutes to get the caliper attached and bled, and both of our vehicles were back up and running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it always seems that whoever you talk to in an AutoZone is not the person you interact with when you get there.
Yeah.
Because that happened with my rotors. It was like, hey, I want to be in about 30 minutes. I need rotors and brake pads. How much? Yep, cool. No, I said, all right, I'll put it aside.
We were just pissed that we had to go back a second time. It's like we talked directly with you multiple times. I still don't understand why you have that thing.
It helps.
Not really. That is a police officer back
there. Yeah. Way back there. Yeah. See? I knew he was there.
I mean, by the time that thing gets the police officer, he's already got you.
That's if I was speeding at the time in which he hits me.
I don't know, Max. There was that one time you were just turning on to...
Hey.
That last, or second to last...
I didn't have this thing at that point.
I thought you did have it then.
Nope, didn't.
Oh, okay.
See?
Did you hear about that, Nick?
Nope, probably not.
Before we started recording the podcast, I think it was the first time we took Mac this car down.
It wasn't this car, it was my Saab. We're still in my Saab. Yeah.
Well, anyways, we get to turn. I'll tell you when we get there, but we go to take a left turn and Mac starts speeding up. I'm like, Max, it's 35 here. Max, there's a cop. There's a cop, Max. There's a cop! And of course, there is a Kenosha County sheriff sitting in a school parking lot. And Max was doing like 45 as we passed by when he finally slowed down to the 30. Cop didn't even pull out. Son of a bitch. Don't have a bitch about getting a fucking ticket.
Probably was eating his donuts.
I mean, not at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
I mean, like, legitimately, he sees my plate. I just been like, I totally like thought it was 45 in this area.
It doesn't matter what you think, Max. They will still give you a ticket for it.
Well, I just sit there and talk my way out of it. Done it before.
Oh my god. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. I don't know how well it sounds on the podcast, actually.
Well, we'll find out. All I can say is I can feel the car getting hit with the wind.
Yeah, again, this is my first car that actually is affected by the wind. The OZ and the Saab had no issue with wind. This car, it's lower to the ground and everything, too.
But it's a POS Pontiac.
Yeah.
It is a glorified...
Shitbox?
Cobalt.
Yes, a glorified Cobalt. Which is funny, there's someone at my work that has the Cobalt.
Yeah.
And has parked next to me. And it literally just does not realize that we both have the same engine and everything. Everything's the same except for the what looks like outside.
No, it's different engines than the Cobalt and the
really?
G6, yeah.
Why, is Cobalt a four-cylinder?
Yeah. The high end was... Originally, it was supercharged. But the internals weren't holding up.
Hmm.
So the second... Or the third and fourth year Cobalts went to turbocharge.
Hmm.
And if I remember correctly, the turbo didn't hold up. So... And then they finally said, screw it, we're just discontinuing the Cobalt line because of the ignition issues.
Yeah. Nope, I just still want a WRX.
Just about everybody in their right mind does.
Well, any good gearhead wants a WRX.
No, I mean, the WRXs do have a lot of issues, Max.
I know.
Is
no, I know it would be like a weekend car where I sit there and work on it on the weekend.
The
and then
boxer motor is just nothing but a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
I think this is the toughest part to drive.
What?
Because I just want to hit like 70.
I know.
Because it's straight like 4 mile shot.
Oh, trust me, if like I was by myself and we were in Wisconsin, I would be doing 70 right now.
Killing me. I'm gonna be hurt tomorrow.
Just So no, I didn't. I only played Miracles, which Miracles didn't do too well against Maverick.
Loam,
whatever.
I mean, Loam's supposed to have a good matchup against Miracles.
Yeah. There was like two misplays I had, but
I still don't understand how people say four color Loam gets Maverick good. The only reason I was getting you was because of the Legends build.
You mean Miracles? Yeah.
Well, Loam getting you on. Beating you was because I was able to pinch your Tundras because you only have two of them.
Yeah, and the moment you pinch the Tundras, it's just like, alright, cool. Good game. Because it's not enough fetches to go get the planes. Like, well, I only had the one Flutterstream, which I had to go get an island that first turn.
Yeah.
I only saw the one Flutterstream. I mean, it might be even Scald and Strands.
I mean, it's 4-4.
So, yeah.
But you just weren't seeing the Floods to fetch the planes.
Couldn't see anything.
And that's where, like, when I built Cheater Miracles, I ran 4-4, but I ran an additional odd Arid Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
If I ran a basic mountain instead of two volcanics.
I mean, that's where, like, the list itself, like, having fetch lands is kind of good, because then you can fetch and then with the counterbalance trigger on the side.
Yeah.
On top, so... I mean, you could temple your own deck.
Well, I mean, it also looked like you were pinched on mana because of caverns, too.
Yeah. Which really... I really was lost on that, too.
I mean...
Like, it makes sense for the Legends build, but then again, he's only running the 5 creatures, 5 wizards, or whatever it is.
But the reason is because Legends Miracles has such a good matchup against every other Miracles.
Yeah.
Because of the caverns. Go. 199 here.
I can make it further. I may make it all the way back to Lake Geneva.
Should be able to make it to downtown Twin Lakes, though, too.
I mean, I probably can make it back to Lake Geneva. Light might come on, but I'll make it back to Lake Geneva.
Just remember, when it gets below freezing, you should not let your tank stay below half a tank. Damage it, because if there's any moisture in your fuel tank, it'll freeze them. Dry out your fuel pump. You awake back there, Nick?
Yeah.
Barely.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually playing Fruit Ninja.
There you go, Max. You should just sleep at Nick's place then.
No, I ain't sleeping at the Looney House.
No, I wouldn't want him to either. It'd embarrass him. Because he's too smart for them.
You can cuddle with Nick.
No.
Ow!
Maybe he came, but I'm not going to be like that.
Did you just punch him, Nick?
No, I punched the back of his seat.
Yeah. I'm resting my head on it.
I don't know, I'm surprised I'm a little bit more awake than I thought I was going to be at the end of the night.
Yeah, but I'm still not cuddling with you.
I am not! God, Nick. Your fantasies are your own, dude.
It's not a fantasy.
Oh, no!
So, Nick, does that mean you're a chubby chaser?
No!
You like that cushion for the pushing?
I mean,
no!
Some people are into hairy men, big hairy men, so...
But still, no.
Are you looking for your own bear?
No, I'd rather not have a bear.
Grr.
How about no?
I remember this one time in Toronto.
What?
Toronto. Oh. I forgot his actual line.
You gotta listen to a podcast, Nick, called Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. Have you ever seen any Kevin Smith movies?
Maybe.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Mallrats, Dogma, Chasing Clerks. Amy, Clerks, Clerks 2?
No.
The Flash,
well, he
Supergirl.
Did, no, he did episodes of them.
He did one episode and then another episode just recently.
Well, he did one episode of Flash last season. He just did another one, and he's doing an episode of Supergirl.
Yeah.
And he's been invited back, I think, for another Flash.
Yeah.
Which, I've actually been watching Supergirl this season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of excited for next week's episode because DC is finally bringing all of their TV shows together. Their next week, I think it is, or the week after, it is, there's an episode of Supergirl that leads into an episode of Green Arrow that leads into an episode of Flash that leads into an episode of Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, I kind of like that episodic style.
So it's going to be a week of every night you're going to be able to watch the continuing story.
Wow. It's actually pretty cool.
Well, like, it's a DC universe. Like.
Yeah, it's in the DC universe. They're trying to do what... I mean, I love Marvel movies. The Marvel Cinematic Universe has been amazing. I hate how they've done it on the TV. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has just been garbage.
Yeah, where DC tends to use more of the...
DC?
Use more of the TV shows, Marvel will show you the story in the movies.
Marvel has done it in the movies and has kind of neglected the TV shows. Where DC is the opposite way. Their movies have sucked horribly. Just absolutely, I cannot stand to watch their movies. They're so bad. But I love watching their TV shows. The Flash, Supergirl, just amazing the past few seasons. But Batman v Superman, I thought that movie was garbage.
A lot of people thought that movie was garbage.
Suicide Squad.
That one was
garbage. I had a lot of hopes for that movie. Garbage. The only thing I like about the movie is the chick who played Harley Quinn.
Ava Levine?
No. What? It was the chick from Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh.
But yeah. She and Jared Leto as Joker, I want to see that origin story. With how they touched lightly on her being the psychologist in Arkham Asylum that is captured during an Arkham break and kind of openly submits to Joker. Because she fell in love with him?
Yeah.
That interaction on screen makes me want to see their origin movie with those two, with that actor and that actress.
But at the same time, they went and did Suicide Squad and they crammed all the origin stories of every single one of the characters within 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was too much.
Too much in too little time.
Yep.
Yeah. They crammed it all. That's what I was saying.
I love when we went from magic to...
That's usually kind of how our podcast goes.
We kind of wander in the second half. But, the Batman v Superman looked to be amazing. The way they built it up with the trailers and the behind-the-scenes shots and how they kind of kept everything in. But once you actually get to the movie...
It sucks.
It was garbage. Just absolutely. These two titans are... beating the living crap out of each other. And then you realize that they're best friends because of Mom.
Martha?
Yeah.
Martha!
Where did you hear that name?
And
where did you hear that name?
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And once again, I just can't unsee the chin from Ben Affleck.
The chin.
Didn't you ever see the Daredevil movie from, 2004?
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch that, and every movie, Ben Affleck's chin becomes the star. Watch that movie, because whenever he puts the mask on, all you see is his chin.
That is fine.
It is so prominent.
And I'm just going to realize that.
After that, every movie that Ben Affleck is in, you will only see his chin.
That's funny. That is really funny.
I kind of noticed that, though.
Now that you think about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck is not a star. His chin is. And I loved Ben Affleck in all the Kevin Smith movies that he was in. Chasing Amy, Mallrats, his little cameo, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I think he's been great in those, but all I see is the chin since Daredevil. I mean,
Daredevil, I just was looking at other things, I thought it was kind of cool. And some people, pointed out how bad the movie was. I really liked the movie.
I always loved the story of Daredevil.
Yeah.
I never liked any of the movie adaptations until we got to the TV show, or the four TV show that Netflix did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen that.
No, I really actually haven't.
With Matthew Cox as Daredevil.
Cox.
Yes.
Cox.
Don't get too excited, Victor.
Ow, what's poking me in the back?
It's not, it's big, but it's not that big.
Oh, sorry.
We need to know!
It's small but furious.
It's small but furious. Oh my god, that's awful. That is awful.
If you ever get a chance to watch it on Daredevil on Netflix, it is that dark and gritty superhero movie. It's not, oh, he's just a superhero. No, that first season, he gets the shit kicked out of him multiple times. And you don't see him in the big red armor right away. You see him in the black cloth with the black band around his eyes. That's the original costume.
I think I might try and watch the series. I know I've been looking for another series to watch.
I kid you not, the Daredevil, you will watch it. It is amazing. Season 2, it gets so good. It does kind of slow down in the middle. But when they bring in Punisher, who's played by John Bruthane, the guy who played Shane in Walking Dead.
Yeah, somewhat.
The first half of Season 2 is about the Punisher, and then he kind of plays roles through. Midway through, I think it's like episode 6 or 7, he does a graveyard scene where he's talking about his past. It sent shivers down my spine. It was just that good. He is the perfect guy to play Punisher. And now with his personal series coming out, I am ecstatic for that. Jessica Jones is another Marvel for Netflix.
Yeah.
I haven't made it through the first episode because the first couple of episodes are really slow. But everybody says it picks up really good, and it's played by Kristen Ritter, who is easily a 9 out of 10.
This is a turn Naked Witch had kind of gone
down to. Yeah, it was right up here before the school buses.
Love you.
Hmm?
Huh. Finally ticked off saying love you.
Oh.
What do you guys think about the new Doctor Strange?
I want to see it.
I kind of do, too.
I mean, I've heard it's... I didn't even know what the movie was until like last week.
I mean, I read the comic books back in the early to mid 90s. I still have them. I need to sort through them. I know last time I looked at one, I had The Death of Tony Stark. And that was like a $200 comic at that time. But, like, I knew of Doctor Strange. I didn't follow him. But when they showed Thanos at the end of Avengers.
Yeah.
I knew that they would have to introduce him somehow. I didn't expect him to get his own full movie.
Yeah, again, that's story within I didn't know about. I didn't even know Thanos was connected to Doctor Strange.
I mean, Thanos is just connected to all of the Marvel Universe because of the Infinity War.
Including Superman?
Superman's not in Marvel.
Oh, but it's our DC. I'm an idiot, okay? I'm sorry.
We're having this serious conversation. Nick goes, derp.
Nick goes,
I believe half of this.
Superman is part of the Marvel Universe. Nick.
I'm an idiot, okay? I understand.
Oh, my God.
I'll go sit in my corner in the back of the bus.
And there's the title of the episode. Superman in the Marvel Universe.
People are going to listen to this podcast up until about that point, which I want to point out. We're probably about an hour and a half in. No.
You think so?
We're about an hour into the podcast. And we have about another maybe 20 minutes left for our cast.
10, 15 tops.
Yeah. And that's going to be the name of the episode.
Well, I forgot to put a name on the last one.
Oh.
Well, it was just week 17. I put everything in and I started listening to the episode and I had to put the kids to bed, so I hit submit without even finishing listening to the episode of what everything we listened to and putting the name.
You just name it random, because it's half the advertising is the name of the podcast.
Yes, no. Superman in the Marvel Universe.
We listen to that thing up to that point and we go, really? That's what it was? Well, like the one where you did it to me where it was like they talked about waterfalls. Yeah, you know the deck that does Waterfall? No, they ended up naming the thing Waterfalls because of the song they played at the end of the thing. That was one of the Living Legacies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they talk about the deck called Waterfalls. I'm like, okay, I'm listening to the Folk podcast, and I hear Waterfalls, the song. I'm like,
from TLC.
Oh, my God. Mm. They didn't even talk about the deck.
Yeah, that was funny. But yeah, no, I mean, back down to Marvel, I love what they're doing with their movies. I'm just afraid that before they get to the Infinity Wars, interest is going to peter out.
I mean,
I think they're overdoing it.
I've already seen a loss of interest just from within what I've seen.
The only thing that has me paying attention is I want to see the Defenders miniseries that's going to be on Netflix. It's Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist.
Okay.
Iron Fist is yet still to come out. They just, like, maybe a month or two ago, put the first season of Luke Cage. The Indestructible Man.
Yeah.
And Jessica Jones season one is out, and they have said they're going to do a season two after the Defenders comes out next year, or 2017. Because Iron Fist comes out in like the next 2 or 3 months, and then supposedly when, I think they're timing it when Infinity Wars comes out, they release the Defenders miniseries.
Hey, another thing. The movie Incredibles, right? The Incredibles?
Yeah.
I know this is completely off topic, but I hear that they're making a second one after, like, way too long.
Yeah, I hope they do.
Yeah, they, it's supposed to be coming out in, like, 2019 or something.
I think they should have done one sooner, because that movie was fantastic.
It really was.
My daughter loves that movie.
I still do, and I'm 18.
Physically, maybe, but not mentally.
No, not even close.
No, I mean, I'm all for Disney and Pixar and DreamWorks stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
I love How to Train Your Dragon movies.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The Netflix stuff that they've put out, Race to the Edge and Dragon Rider or Dragon Races, something like that.
Okay.
Both have been phenomenal.
So are you telling me you love watching Frozen?
I love Frozen. Yeah, absolutely.
Why don't you let it go?
Never had to hold on to it. I have video of my daughter singing along to it. It is hilarious. She even did the hand motions of Elsa on screen.
Awesome. There's a lot of parents out there that have their daughters singing that song.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome, though.
So this isn't a video cast. We'll be like, winner of the weekend, then put it in.
Hey, I have already told Fiona, if we submit that to, like, America's Funniest Home Videos and we end up winning, she gets half of it. I will let her go out with half of that money and she can spend it as she wants.
Is there even AFV still around?
Oh, yeah. Every Sunday night.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's still around.
They're still going?
I mean, it's not Bob Saget hosting it anymore.
That's the name of the guy? That's where we got Bob Saget from?
Bob Saget. Bob Saget.
Bob Saget was on Full House. And he was a comedian.
That could be one of them.
So I'll never forget the time. What was it? I was watching it with my mother-in-law. She was a huge Bob Saget fan. She had never seen a comedy or anything. And I think it was the roast of Bob Saget, where he gets up at the end, does his speech. He is dropping F-bombs and swearing just left and right. My mother-in-law shut it off. She's like, I can't believe he would talk like that. He never talks like that in any of his TV shows. I'm like, yeah, that's the whole point. He's not actually a person in the TV shows. He's an actor. Thank you.
Imagine what he's like outside of the act TV show.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having a beer with him. My mother-in-law and father-in-law, they hate, like, Obama, but they've still said they openly would sit down and crack a six pack and have a beer and talk with him. They think he's more of a social guy than he is a politician.
I mean, I'm still waiting with all these Biden and...
Oh, the Biden bro?
The Biden Obama.
Oh, I love those.
I'm waiting for him to do a live version of it. Where yeah. he's sitting there going, we like to inaugurate Trump, and then we have Biden walk up and do a different dumb idea. Like,
yes.
We need to switch all the door handles some of the to pictures of cats.
Yes. I love the Biden bro meme. Every single one I see, I just
I sat there after. This morning. I was sitting there. There was like a string of 200 of them. I got to about 100 and I stopped because I just couldn't.
Mm-hmm. No more.
I love those. I was dying of laughter the first
you duck,
time I saw
and I'll sock them.
Yeah, you duck, I'll just hit him in the face. Alright.
Alright, Nick, you're hopping up in front because yeah. I ain't going to sit there and taxi cab you all the way to your place.
Aww. You sure?
Pop your trunk, Mac.
Oh, that's right.
You sure you don't want to taxi cab me?
No, I'm not going to freaking taxi cab you. I get it, my trunk's ajar. Now it's a window.
Now it's a window.
Get in the freaking
Mac,
front!
Come on,
no!
He's waiting on you. His gas is burning.
Oh my god. Ah, I'm about to fall over. Ah, fuck!
Have a good night, guys. Bye.
See you, Bob.
Bye,
see y'all.